All right, let's bring this thing in for a landing. You guys have been a lot of fun. I've had a lot of stupid jobs. My favorite, though, I used to work at Disneyland. Everybody here has been to Disneyland, right? It's California. It's mandatory. Most of the employees that you meet at Disneyland are the friendliest people in the world. They really are. There's a reason for that, and the reason is that we are all on fucking drugs. And you guys seem cool. You seem hip. I'm sure sometimes you smoke a joint before work, and that is cute. But you are talking about weed, and I am talking about drugs. This is a game we used to play in the office of the ride where I worked. We had a little orange, like, trick-or-treat pumpkin that we hid behind some books, and it was halfway filled with candy and then halfway filled with pills. And I know you're wondering what kind of pills, and the answer is yes. Now, the game you played every morning is you walked into that room, and before you clocked in, you reached over the shelf into the mystery bucket, and you gave it a big stir, and then you just grabbed five things. And then you ate all five of those things at once. And that game is called, Oh No! I'm sure some of you have had experiences. Maybe you've been to countries I've never been to. Maybe you've seen things I never will. But you have never met Mickey Mouse on three Oxycontin, a Viagra, and a grape Skittle. I have had my horizons broadened, motherfucker. I have seen the truth, good. My absolute favorite part of working at Disneyland, though, is you would see famous people there all the time. And like 9 times out of 10, it was a boring famous person. And you'd be like, oh, Mario Lopez wants to ride the teacups. Whatever. But every once in a while, somebody would show up who just didn't belong at Disneyland. And one day I was coming into work, and I was walking past a churro cart. And walking up to that churro cart was Ice Cube. Now, most of you understand why that's insane. For anybody who's too young to remember, let me just explain who Ice Cube is. Once upon a time, fuck the police was just an idea we all had. And then one brave poet reached into the ether, snatched it out, and turned it into $1 billion and a career in children's entertainment. And Ice Cube is flanked by like four like giant bodyguard looking black dudes. And he's on his phone, but he gets up to the churro cart and he's like, yeah, let me get a strawberry churro. Goes back to his call. Then I look at the churro cart and I see this kid I know working. Now, his name is Kevin. Two things you got to know about Kevin. Number one, 19 years old, from the suburbs, very sweet kid. Number two, I don't think Kevin had ever met a black person before. And if you go from no black people in your life to Ice Cube, that is a big day for Kevin. And then I watch Kevin start like stuttering and like, duh, 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 and I realize what's about to happen. He has to tell Ice Cube that they're out of strawberry churros. Now, at this point, I pull out my phone and from work, call work and let him know, hey guys, I'm gonna be late. Something came up. And I sit down on a bench across him and watch this happen. Now, he tells him we're out of the churro. And I want you guys to just do a little theater of the mind here. Imagine you're Ice Cube. You survive South Central. You beat the rap game. You got all the money. You got everything you could ever need. How mad are you going to get about not getting the right flavor of fried dough? Now, if your answer is so mad that you call Kevin a motherfucker 8 times, congratulations, you're Ice Cube. And that's what happened. He lost his fucking mind. Like, he was madder about the churro than he was at the LAPD for killing all his friends in the 80s. Like, that's just livid, just storms away. I swear to God, looks back at the cart and goes, I'm gonna be back, motherfucker. And I'm like, oh, shit. Call the Bloods. We gotta protect the churros. Postscript to that story, I called out from work at that point and just followed Ice Cube around for the rest of the day, which means I got to see two things. Number one, I got to watch the meanest man in America try to look hardcore on a merry-go-round. Just, yeah. And number two, he's with these like giant fucking dudes, and I'm like, okay, well, his wife and kids must be like in the bathroom or on another ride or something. They never showed up. Ice Cube and four of his scariest friends went to Disneyland alone. What is that phone call? Just, hey, yo, what up? It's Cube. We rolling to Anaheim. Leave your bitch at home. Click. I like to imagine that at the end of the day, Ice Cube is sitting in bed. And in my imagination, Ice Cube wears like old-timey Bert and Ernie pajamas and like a sleeping cap that's just doffed to one side. Dear Diary! Today, I rode Space Mountain 3 times in a row. I took a picture with Pluto and he didn't say shit. I found a strawberry churro in Fantasyland. Fuck you, Kevin. All that shit. And I didn't have to use my AK. I got to say, it was a Disney day. You guys have been so fucking great. Thank you so much for coming.